I listened to you yesterday at 5 o'clock. I tried to call in. Nobody answered.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, crap. This is a recording. This is a, no, I did it.
Thanks for the thought, though. Yeah.
Okay, so you got a lot of questions about drive-up windows and why they are a special exception.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's kind of a two-part process, and that is, one, where they're planning on going is in an overlay district. It's called the Crosstown Overlay. Well, actually, it's the 28 East Overlay District. And there are certain requirements that are in the overlays that are not in, let's say, if they were going downtown Frankfort, even though there's an overlay there also. So the drive-through window is because, one, it can't be in the front of the building. It has to be towards the back or the side. We don't like it to be visible along the highway or the busiest road. So that's probably the biggest reason. And when you're going into a roadside business, the board wants to have that control on where those drive-ups go. So all of a sudden you're coming down 28 and there's 5 cars parked out on 28 because they're waiting to try to get into the drive-through. We don't want that stuff to go on. So that's why the drive-through comes in as a special exception. To get their building in properly, and let me tell you, this is going to be a beautiful facility if it comes in, and I would say we're closing in on that. To get their building in where they want it, setback there is 75 feet from 28, and that would be from the right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
And their building wouldn't fit in to be able to get their drive-through in the backside, and so they're coming in for that variance, standard variance for that. They also have two signs, wall-mounted signs that are going up, one on the east side of the building that faces Rodkey, and one in the back. By the overlay, you're only allowed to have your building-mounted signs facing streets, and in this case, they have two streets. They have 28, which is the most popular street, and then Hot Dog Avenue. So mm-hmm. they're allowed to put signs on the front and on the west side, but not on the back and on the east side. Now, those will all come before the BZA, and they'll grant variances if the board so decides to do that. And that's all that's coming in. And, you know, I can't speak for the board. I never can speak for the board. The chances of all these are passing are probably really, really well. But once again, you know, the board will make that decision, and they'll make that on Wednesday, a week from tomorrow.
Right.
Well, yeah. It's at 5:30, and it'll be down in the council chambers.
Okay. Don, Melissa had brought up a good point here. Like Taco Bell and Pizza Hut both have drive-thrus that face 28. What would be different here?
Well, I wasn't there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. So that's the biggest difference you got going on there.
Well, right. And I understand that reasoning. To me, it does kind of ruin the aesthetics of the situation. But I'm hoping that these variances will go through just simply because of the commerce that it's going to bring to the area. And
That's a factor. I mean, that's a factor that they'll through. But you know, Melissa, you're right. What we're trying to do is this is the entryway into our city.
Yeah.
We want the entryways to look really, really nice.
Exactly.
And we can't take care of what happened in the past. But we can now. You know what? If any of those buildings were to go to remodel, hey. Now we can deal with that because that would be considered a non-conforming use, and if you add on to a non-conforming use, you have to bring it up to compliance.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
we could deal with it at that time.
Sure.
And would look at doing that if the case would come before us. But we just want entryways to look very, very nice and beautiful. There's going to be a lot of landscaping that will go into this building also. Because you're required to try to hide your parking spot, parking places, and make the building look very, very attractive, and so a lot of landscaping is coming in for this project also.
Well, and I know Culver's is pretty good about that stuff. Their buildings look really nice.
They do.
They've got a
they have like the picnic area out
they've
front.
They've got a really nice design to them. They keep them. The ones that I have visited across the state, and believe me, I love their custard. I've visited a lot. They do really well. So, and they work with the Indiana FFA nationally. So there's another reason why I visit them
good.
A lot.
Yeah,
so,
we like them.
But
you're right. This has been a very, very enjoyable group to work with.
Yeah,
and we've been working for quite a while. And even Shan has put in a tremendous amount of time. You know, everybody maybe don't know why we're on the east end, because that's where they want to be. And so that's where they're going to go. And they wouldn't come to town if they can't be on the east end.
That's
their decision.
Well, Don, thank you so much for the clarification this morning. We appreciate that. Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm coming out to the high school for the big talk, and I heard you guys talking. I thought, I better call in at least my assistants in.